Under the image is Mars.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe, plugged in on number 3, all the way live and direct on CITR 101.9. UBC represent, connect the dots.
We guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Hello, you are, hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia, and you are listening to the show A Face for Radio with your host, Eric. Things are a bit messy right now because it is, it's SoCan week, so that means apparently that if we play music by Canadian artists, they get paid. I've been having some trouble opening, but to do that, the play sheets that we have to fill out are substantially more complicated. So I did one last night, and for some reason, I can't find it today, which is very troubling. Everything's a bit of a mess right now. Anyway, I'm going to get started because we're going to try and get some people paid today. So I'm picking, it's an all-Canadian show, and some of the artists that I think I've played a lot over my time here that I've listened to a lot, trying to play mostly them, and the theme that will be discussed is summer school because I am also in summer school right now. So that is that for now. Let's kick things off with the song Your Hand in Mine by the band Peace.
Where is the glory in mine?
Your hand in mine. No time for changing up. You just make it up. No time for changing up. This club closed, but why is it closed forever? I know this club closed, but why is it closed forever?
We'll be right back. sunlight warms upon my face. But then it hits, I fall away. And I return to this place.
Alright, we are back with A Face for Radio in what has become a very stressful first 20 minutes. That song may not have felt very stressful, but I here have been quite stressed out because I had everything prepared and it did not save. So remember to save things properly, and yeah, always do that. Anyways, what did we listen to? We started everything off with the song Your Hand in Mine off the album The World Is Too Much With Us by Vancouver band Peace, not to be confused with British indie pop group Peace. Our British Columbian group is much better, in my opinion. And fun fact, the album title, The World Is Too Much With Us, comes from a line in a William Wordsworth poem. So there you go. Then we listen to the song Slam Dunk, the band Slam Dunk, with the song Can't Stand It, off of the same album, I think. Or no, Live Welcome to Miami is the name of the album. Yeah, and that, I think, is the singer of Slam Dunk. His name's Jordan something or other, and he is one of my favorite musicians from Vancouver, and I've played his other projects, Bank Robber and Wet Face, on the show before, but I have yet to play Slam Dunk, which is probably his most famous group and a really fun band to see live, so that's why I decided to go with it. Yeah, and the song was Can't Stand It. And then we listened to the song All Gold by Skinny Kids. off their debut cassette, which came out last year, I think. Maybe a little bit before then. And that, I love that song. And a fun fact is I saw Skinny Kids. I've seen them a couple times, but I saw them at a Shindig event. And after the show, I had this song, All Gold, stuck in my head. So while I was waiting for the bus, I wrote these lyrics to the beat of All Gold, just a complete ripoff. And then when I went home, since I didn't know what the chords were or anything, I basically came up with some chords to that beat. And then my band ended up making a song that I think eventually sounded quite different from All Gold, but it started off as a blatant plagiarism. So I hope that flatters the Skinny Kids. Anyways, and then we listened, finally, the last band we listened to there was Ace Martins, who is very cool. The song Silent Days off of the album Silent Days. And I think Ace Martins will be playing May 19th at the Lido. They're very good live. It's a full band instead of, I think, just Ace playing, which is very cool. Anyways, so that's what we listened to. And I'm going to talk very briefly about summer school, because I still want to get in 11 songs before the end of the show, which might be a lot. It might be a stretch, but I want to get some people paid. Apparently you will make $4.50 every time a song of yours gets played on the radio during SoCan week. So, you know, at this point I'm hooking up about 15 people or 15 bands with enough money to buy a couple chocolate bars, a beer, what else can you buy for $4.50? Three packs of gum, a quarter of a movie ticket, well, a third of a movie ticket, I suppose. Depends if you're going to see it in 3D. But a number of great things that these artists will hopefully get. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm in starting summer school. I started it on Tuesday, taking a couple classes. And I know there's some people who like summer school, and I respect your decision. But I do not like summer school whatsoever. I think when Alice Cooper said school's out for summer, it should have been. That just should have been it, period. I don't like summer school. Is a cruel mistress, but sometimes you have to do it. And that's where I see myself today. I have class later today. And, you know, I mean, it isn't that bad if you have a good course. But I think the reasoning behind a lot of people who like summer school is that they don't have to go, they don't have to deal with all the other stuff around school. You know, there aren't all the people there. There aren't all the other distractions. They can just focus on school. And to me, that seems to defeat the purpose, really. Because I know primarily school is, of course, about, you know, the academics. But it's really about all the other things that go along, the things you get involved in, the people you meet, the hustle and bustle of campus life. And it seems so sad that you would only want, you know, that to want, in my opinion, it seems very sad to only want to just go to class and leave everything else behind. It's like living only to eat, breathe, and defecate. So on that note, I've got a song coming up for you called Pale Horse by the band Zen Mystery Fog off their self-titled album, which came out mid last year. And if you want a fun fact, on an old show that I used to do with Eleanor, host of Femme Concept, we interviewed Zen Mystery Fog. They had a bit of a different lineup then, but half of it is the same as it is now, and they are very cool band, and I hope you enjoy.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
All right, we are back with A Face for Radio, talking about summer school and trying to get Canadian artists paid. What did we listen to? We kicked that set off with the song Pale Horses by Zen Mystery Fog. Then we followed it up with Boy Kings by Pale Red. off the White Minky P. They are playing somewhere next week, or the week after, and then June 4th at the Hindenburg. Then we listen to New Sunday by the Courtneys off their self-titled album. They have a new EP out, and I saw one of the Courtneys yesterday at the Jesus and Mary Chain. I hope she enjoyed the show as much as I did. Then we listen to Mr. Mac DeMarco. Probably doesn't need the 450, but, you know, you can buy some cigarettes with it or something. Off the song The Way You'd Love Her, off his album, his new mini LP that's coming out in June called Another One. That track was just released earlier this week. And then we listen to the song I Sleep Alone by the Dead Ghosts off their album Can't Get No. Great band, seen them a couple times. And this terrific album. Anyways, I don't really have much more time to talk about summer school. It's sort of like summer school because you never have time to do anything because it's so much in so little time. I'm going to try and hook us up with five more songs in the next 15 minutes. So let's start it off with Lie. This song is called Broken off their album Consent. Things are about to get slightly heavier in this next little set. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
All right. This is a face for radio. We are nearing the end of this show. Final thoughts on summer school. It is truly hard to study when it's sunny outside, the playoffs are out, and there are things to do, and your friends are having fun. We listen to Lie, the song Consent, the song broken off the album Consent, followed by Animal Bodies with the song High Slopes of Terror off the album The Killing Scene, and then we just listen to the B-side of Slim Twig's Cannabis 7-inch. The song is called Fade Out Killer. Now we're going to finish it off quickly with what's this song called? Premonition in Hindsight by Toots and Bread, a UBC band, followed by Bustin' Up by Energy Slime, and then the song Weekend Fantasy off by the Apollo Ghosts off their album Landmark. Have a good time. Have a good day. I hope you enjoyed and stay tuned for Transition State.